Jordan, thanks for taking a few moments to talk to me today.
Oh, yeah, I'm really happy to be here.
How long has the group been together, and how did you guys form?
Well, the band itself kind of formed when three of our members were in high school, and they just kind of started playing, you know, like Battle of the Bands together and stuff like that. And they had a different name, but they had started playing music together. And then after high school, to Kentucky from Michigan to join the band. And then we found Patrick probably about 6 months later. And after that, we just all got really serious about it and started playing music all the time. And I guess so our current lineup that we have right now has been together for a little over 2 years, almost 3 years.
I guess Cage the Elephant kind of has been the big national group to draw some attention to it. But tell me, what is the music scene like in Bowling Green? Are there lots of local groups? Do you guys play together on bills a lot? What's it like?
Oh, yeah. The local scene in Bowling Green is awesome. Cage is the national act, the recent national act that really has, like, busted out of Bowling Green and got a lot of attention to the town, which is awesome. But even before that, like, Bowling Green has had a really good music scene for years and years and years, you know, dating back to, like, the 60s, 70s, 80s. But more recently, yeah, like, Cage Elephant's great. Morning Teleportation's another band that has kind of found a base in Bowling Green and busted out of Bowling Green, too. But not even just bands that have made, like, national recognition, but the local scene is awesome. Like, there's great bands that play at Tidballs like every weekend, and we do play with a lot of local bands. It's our favorite place to play because the scene is so good, and no matter what, you go to a show and you know you're going to get to see some good music, some local musicians for sure.
You've announced that a 1-2-3 Water is out on vinyl now. Is that the first vinyl pressing that you guys have done?
Yeah, it is. So we put 1-2-3 Water out digitally and on CD on March 6th. And it's self-release. But we actually were lucky enough to get some interest from this small vinyl label in Nashville called Jeffrey Drag Records. They just do, like, the distribution of different vinyls. Normally they do, like, 7-inches or singles or something like that. But they're actually putting out our entire EP on vinyl. And it is our first pressing ever. And we're so excited. We actually just got the test pressing. We don't have the actual vinyls yet. But we're getting them on, hopefully, like, the second week of March.
I can hear the excitement in your voice, actually.
Yeah, I'm so stoked. It's really cool. When we got the test pressing, we all got together and listened to it as a group. And it's just really, I don't know, it's really exciting to hear yourself on vinyl. You know, it's a different feeling.
In Kentucky, for obvious reasons, so many of the acts that we hear are roots-based. Americana groups or a fringe bluegrass group, an alt-country group. It's refreshing for me that Buffalo Rodeo is kind of a unabashedly rock group. Is that the scene in Bowling Green? Is it a rock scene, or is it a varied musical scene?
Yeah, I would say for the most part in the, like, I guess in our demographic of people, like our crowd, you know, like the, like, 21 to 28 year olds, I guess, is kind of like mostly rock. You know, there's a lot of awesome bands that are all really rock oriented, whether it be like, I mean, we kind of like are on the side of like indie psych rock, you know, with like elements of like, somebody called us like dreamy folk rock, which I don't necessarily would call ourselves that, but I guess I see why people would call it that. But there's also, you know, like there's like some really good, like just like 90s rock style bands and garage bands and stuff. But then if you get into like a little bit of the older crowd, I would say that it's more like Americana bluegrass kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
But if you're going to go out to like the bars that go to Tidballs, Rockies, or whatever, you're going to hear a rock band for sure.
Do you have day jobs, or is the band your full-time job at this point?
Oh, no, no. We definitely cannot afford to have it be our full-time job yet. I wish. It kind of feels like it right now because for the last 2 months, we've been on the road pretty much all the time. Like, we were, like, 3 weeks on, a week and a half off, and now we're almost 4 weeks on the road. But when we get back to Bowling Green and we are at home for any amount of time, yeah, we all have day jobs for sure. But we just are all super lucky to have really supportive employers that let us take off for weeks at a time and then come back and have our jobs.
Are you really energetic on stage?
I think I think I like to think that we are a mixture of really high energy with also really like groovy chill parts, I guess, if that helps. I mean, I think we have a variety of energies that come out of the stage. And I think a big thing for us is like, we're really focused on just sonically, we want to sound as the best we can and have like the best, I don't know. We like to think of our set in waves, like we'll talk to each other and we'll say, okay, we're going to start up. And then at this part of the set, we're going to come down and have like a really groovy chill song where you might not be jumping up and down, but you can like close your eyes and get lost in it and then end the set really high energy again or something like that. So I think people can expect a journey of different feelings.
Where can the listeners find out more about the band and also buy your music and your merchandise?
We have a website, buffalorodeomusic.com, and that can link you to everything that anyone will want to go check out. We have a Bandcamp where people can download our EP. We also have, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those types of like social medias. And we're also on Spotify.
Jordan, thank you so much for taking some time to talk to me today. Mm-hmm.